I'm reading from Psalm chapter 99, verses 1 to 5. Okay. You can all listen to what I'm saying, what I'm reading out. Let's first stand. Let us stand. Because we are in a place where God's presence is here. I'm reading from Psalms 99, verses 1 to 5. Yahweh is king over all. Everyone trembles in awe before him. He rules enthroned between the wings of the cherubim. So let the earth shake and quake in wonder before him. For Yahweh is great and glorious in the midst of his Zion people. He is exalted above all. Let everyone praise this breathtaking God, for he is holy. A lover of justice is our mighty king. He is right in all his ways. He insists on being fair to all, promoting true justice and righteousness in Jacob. So everyone, exalt the Lord our God, face down before his glory throne, for he is great and holy. You know, it is so easy for us to praise him and thank him for all the things that he does for us, isn't it? You know, every morning when I open my mouth, the thankfulness just flows out for the things that he's done for me. But who is he? What is he? What is his nature? This morning, I just want all of us to focus on who our true God is. He is Yahweh. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the greatest of all. He is holy. He is Lion of Judah. There are so many names and there are so many verses that reveal who God is, that reveal his nature. He is love. So this morning, let's focus on that. Let's focus on who God is and let's praise him and thank him for who he is. I know we need to thank God for what he has done. We will come to that later, but then let's focus on who he is and what he is. So let's start worshiping Jesus. Let's give him all we have.
Love and yours forever. कुछ है तुझ में तुझसे तेरे लिए सृष्टि में सब कुछ जो है बना तूने रचा सब कुछ है तुझ में तुझसे
The perfect Son of God, in all His innocence, here walking in the dirt with you and me. He knows what living is, He's acquainted with our grief. Man of sorrow, Son of suffering.
There's a God who weeps. There's a God.
to Jesus so that he can do everything. everything that he has planned for us to do. So let's declare this and sing it out. Let's turn to Matthew 28, verse 5 and 6. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." So the resurrection is the only thing that distinguishes Christianity from other faiths. We rejoice because Jesus not only went to the cross in our place, but death could not keep him in the grave. After his several appearances to believers, he ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. The resurrection shows the victory of the power of God over death and Jesus accomplishing his purpose on earth. Because we are humans, the only way God could break the power of death over us was to come as a human and conquer death and the grave. He has brought us new life, and he has brought us into a right relationship with God. Come, let's pray. Lord Jesus, you who are holy and blameless, loved us so much that you came down from heaven to sacrifice yourself as a propitiation and paid for all our sins. Thank you for cleansing us with your precious blood. You are alive forevermore, seated at the right hand of the Father and interceding for us. You are our God of hope. May each one of us experience the power of your resurrection in our everyday life. Amen. For those who have put their faith in Jesus alone, you are welcome to partake of the bread, which is a symbol of Christ's body, broken on the cross for the payment of our sins, and the juice, which is a symbol of his blood that was shed to make us acceptable to God. For those who have not put their faith in Jesus,
Will you consider this wonderful offer? But till then, let the elements pass.
I will kneel in the dust at the foot of the cross where my sin.